Self-confidence is the first requisite to great undertakings. Self-confidence is the first requisite to great undertakings. And we all know many great undertakings, and we all know how self-confidence has been an important part of it. But let's look back into history a little bit. Sort of modern history right now. The New York Marathon that was held at the City Marathon. There was one woman who was quite amazing. She came from Ethiopia, 64 years old. Her name was Portarutulu. Portarutulu. And she entered the race. She had had an operation. She had had a few other things that were inhibit her from doing this, but she said she's going to make one last try at it. And her Ethiopian ancestry came greatly to her help. She entered the race, and as she entered this race, she was sort of the underdog and not expected to do well at all. But she did very good. She did very well. And then there was another racer, Paula Radcliffe, who was in the marathon, who had a hurt on her hip, and she put her hand down on her hip and indicated that she couldn't run anymore. Well, Portulu grabbed her and said, "Come on, you can do it." She went back in line and grabbed this woman and said, "Come on, you can do it, you can do it." And the woman continued to race very beautifully, farther than Tulu had done. And then Tulu caught up to her again, and she again put her hand on her hip, and she says, "I can't go any further. I can't go any further." And so Tulu had to leave her be. But Tulu, after going back two times and having been the underdog, ended up not only out in front, but in the very winning streak of the entire marathon. Now, who would have thought that that competitive spirit of hers would have so much compassion along with it, and that anyone in the race would love to have. Well, Tulu had that. She comes from training and livelihood in Africa, where she had this wonderful ability to do this wonderful running technique. She had self-confidence, and she had that requisite to go on to accomplish great things, and she did. Another group of people who were studied as being great runners were the people from the Copper Canyons of Mexico. The Tarahumara, T-A-R-A-H-U-M-A-R-A, Tarahumara Indians. They had been living in the Copper Canyons of Mexico for 400 years, since 1600, and in this tribe of Indians, they had many limitations, you might say. They didn't have clothing, they didn't have shoes, they didn't have other things. And people 70 and 80 years old were running not only the 26-mile marathon in New York, but 100 and 150-mile marathons with bare feet, without any injury to their feet or to their legs, which is always a great problem in any type of race. They did this most beautifully. They're free of many other problems the world had. Their crime is almost non-existent, and they just are a very cooperative group of people. Very remarkable. Well, they run barefoot, naked, and they're playful, and they're joyful, and they love what they're doing, and they are very successful. And they are self-confident, not that they're going to win, but that they're having fun, that they're joyous in running the race, and they're barefoot. Now, many of current-day athletes are turning to the barefoot aspect. It's always been a hard thing, because in the racing industry, they tell people what type of clothing you can or cannot wear and what type of things you can or cannot do. And when we look at many of these Indians who are in Central Africa, and they work with herding sheep, and they work with taking care of animals and doing other things, and they have bare feet. And they have almost no clothing, and they're just running out in the wilderness. They can acclimate themselves to the heat of the desert and to the heat of working in that type of an environment. They have self-confidence. They know they can do it. It's natural for them. Now, what is it that has been an indication that this is something not unusual? Well, in the early history of mankind, hundreds of thousands of years ago, humanity, that is, was a very defenseless type of a being. He did not have the ability to take his claws or take his teeth or go out and kill the type of animals that he needed to kill to give him sort of a benefit. Well, what do you think? These people were running as a team. They ran as a team. And they would be a team of people, and they would run to capture the antelope that were being out in the savanna. And as they ran after these animals, they chased them down. But they had intelligence. They knew that they had to keep on going, and they were used to running easily 100 miles or 150 miles, and thought nothing of it. And barefoot and naked. And as they ran after these animals, the animals would separate themselves and then come back together. Well, they would have to pick out of the herd the animal that they were going to get. And they had to work as a team. They couldn't be unhappy with each other and feeling that somebody was taking the lead and they should have it themselves. They worked together and they brought down these animals. They ran faster than the antelope. They ran the antelope to death, because the antelope had not trained themselves to run long distances and run continuously and powerfully and dynamically. This is something that we all take so much for granted. We don't realize that self-confidence is the first requisite of any great undertaking. And these men who ran in the desert and chased the antelope, they had self-confidence. The men down in the Copper Canyons of Mexico, and the women, men and women both, they're running 100 and 150 mile type races for distance and with bare feet, and they are not injuring their feet with barely any clothing on at all, and they're not injuring their body. They're running smoothly, but they're running for the joy of it. They're running for the delight in it. They're running for the playfulness in it, and they're running because it's fun. All of us have the opportunity to be most successful. We can be self-confident as the first requisite to do any great undertaking. And it doesn't matter what that undertaking may be. It may be the New York Marathon. It may be the running in the Copper Canyon of Mexico. It may be out in the Kalahari of Africa. It may be any of these things, or it may be just an everyday life. But we can and are learning to get more out of our body, get more out of ourselves, get more out of our being without destroying ourselves. And when we are done with the race, we feel exhilarated rather than depleted. This is an amazing thing that we do for ourselves. It's an amazing thing that we can do for ourselves. When you watch the various stories on TED, T-E-D, on the internet, you see reports from various people. This one fellow spoke about running, and in that talking about running, he brought all these facts together, and he brought all the scientific evidence and all the work that's being done by their various universities who are studying these activities, and that women at one time could not run a long distance because they would destroy the organs in their body, they would tear them, and they would make themselves vulnerable to everything. Now, they're learning that it doesn't have to be so, because people are proving again and again and again that they can do these things and can do them now and do them wonderfully. And you ask yourself, what's your goal? What is it you'd like to do? It's not being faster or better than anybody else, but it's enjoying life to a higher degree, because You're doing it for the first reason, for the playful, joyful, the running fun, playing fun, no injuries, enjoying life to the fullest and the most wonderful. You can do that. We all can do that. The only thing is, you have certain things that you like. Well, do it for fun. The minute you start doing it as a competitive thing, the minute you start doing it to beat other people, the fun has gone out of it, and you no longer have the magnificence that comes out of it as a healthy body, a healthy mind, a healthy attitude. Psychologically, you're a loser, but we really are not losers. We are winners always. So today, let's begin to be the kind of winner that we always are by showing ourselves how wonderful we can be, how fantastic we can be, how remarkable we can be. The Takahama, the Tarahumara, the Tarahumara people on the copper canyons of New Mexico are amazing. And they're right here, right next to us. We don't have to drive forever to go to Africa to see them. But we have seen evidence of it everywhere. So this day, open up your mind to the evidence of how wonderful you are, how fantastic you are, of the great goals you can accomplish that you never dreamed possible right now, and that it is for you to enjoy today in the most beautiful way that you know how, being yourself and having fun. And while you're doing that, remember, I love you. I love you. I love you.